Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Start off the show with a bang. We have Josh Bernstein here. His main website is Patreon, patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. And Josh, I know you want to talk a lot about Comey. I just want to give like a 30-second promo. I'm glad Mattis restricted it to a surgical strike. I think this one-off is going to accomplish nothing, and hopefully they won't expand it or try to do anything further because the Russians are moving stuff in. But Comey went crazy last night in the interview, didn't he?
He absolutely did. I mean, look, one of the things that I think that we found out from this interview is that Comey's wife and all of her friends, they were all working for Hillary Clinton. They were all, you know, canvassing for her, knocking on doors. I mean, they were part of the Clinton operation. He said at least four out of his five daughters wanted Hillary Clinton to win. They were at the Million Women's March right after the inauguration. So how can an impartial view of President Trump even be fathomed when you have the FBI director's wife and kids all participating in a march that is against the person who was just elected? It's absolutely sickening, okay? That's number one. Number two, Comey, this is how bright this guy is, okay? Here's a guy who admits that he believed the left-wing lying polls that Hillary Clinton was going to win completely and there was no way that Donald Trump had a chance, and he didn't want to make her an illegitimate president by having this investigation hang over her head. So he is admitting that he put politics and politicized the FBI at the highest levels rather than going after justice and criminal justice. That right then and there should put this guy in Leavenworth prison for the rest of his life. What a sicko.
Yeah, I know. The fact is, I think he's got a personality disorder. Plus, he's a liar. And then he comes up with statements of, he thought he was not mentally incompetent, but he thought he was morally incompetent. I mean, he has this real high horse attitude, when in fact he's probably the most morally incompetent person you can imagine.
Absolutely correct. And, you know, I'll even say Comey is the one that's morally unfit to be FBI director, which is why he was unceremoniously canned, because he was corrupt and because he was completely in Hillary's tank. Now, people will say, well, you know, he started the investigation and then he stopped the investigation and then he restarted the investigation right before. And so that shows that there was an impartiality. Give me a break. No way. This guy was investigating the Trump administration while investigating, but not really investigating, Hillary Clinton. And then he says, when they asked him, Stephanopoulos asked him, well, why did you write the exoneration letter before you sat down? And he's like, well, any FBI director or person knows that you always write, you know, the conclusion well before you interview someone. Oh, really? That's FBI protocol? According to Joe DiGenova, no, it's not.
Yeah, I don't know why he thinks people are stupid enough to believe something like that. It's like going to a judge and saying, he put his Swami hat on and his crystal ball back in his law offices behind the courthouse, and after he consulted the spirits, they told him the person is guilty or not guilty. How ridiculous.
Yeah, and then he says, you know, when did you talk about, you know, the president and, you know, having the meeting? And he's like, oh, well, right around the salad and before the shrimp scampi. Here's someone that remembers exactly the meal in the order and progression in which the meal was put out there, and yet he's going to say that he can't remember certain things, or maybe I should have done things differently. He admits to the fact that he leaked to the media through his Senate Judiciary Committee. He is a felon for that alone, because that is a felony, leaking sensitive information to the press. It's just amazing. But, you know, this whole IG report, and again, this is just the initial part of it. One thing that I've noticed that no one's talking about, and I'll tell you on your show, is do you ever notice that the entire IG report so far is all about Andrew McCabe and his wrongdoings? Well, guess what? Andrew McCabe and his wrongdoings, he's already been fired. So if you notice, this report is all about somebody that's already taken the fall, that's already been fired. It's not really coming, at least not yet, on any of these other operatives out there. It's all on McCabe.
Well, here's the thing about McCabe. And the thing that I saw when I looked at McCabe and the way he was acting, this is standard operational procedure since they started the FISA court, which happened after 9/11. This is all BS. McCabe wasn't stepping out of line. He actually had a chain of authority telling him, this is what we do.
Right.
So everybody else is guilty, is just as guilty as him. He took the fall, and they want to direct the whole IG report on him, when in fact, everybody else was collaborating and actually directing him to do this. This is not, and right up to Obama. This is a Valerie Jarrett. So this is not a McCabe problem. This is an entire system problem. The whole FISA court.
Stephanopoulos is just disgusting. I mean, this little midget weasel, this guy running around, you know, supporting the Clintons. He supported the Clintons. He supported Bill Clinton in the 90s. I mean, the guy is tied to the hip of both Hillary and Bill Clinton, and he's interviewing this guy, and he's like, well, wait a minute, if you knew that it was a problem, why couldn't you just drop a one-liner? Or if you got additional emails, why couldn't you look through the emails first without reopening the thing? In other words, wah, wah, wah. It was just a joke. I mean, I was watching this whole thing. Comey admits, he said, oh no, did we, meaning the FBI, have something to do with his election? So in other words, after he was elected, he had that oh no moment. So the FBI is supposed to be impartial and not politically motivated, but yet the former director is admitting that he had an oh no moment. I mean, it's amazing. And then he starts with the personal attacks, half moons under the eyes, orange-looking complexion, tanning goggle look. Then he compares them to La Cosa Nostra and the Gambino crime family. What, all of a sudden James Comey is Mario Puzo? What's he going to do, The Godfather 4? Unbelievable. This was an absolute joke.
Well, it shows to me that the selection process for making someone a director of the FBI is definitely flawed, or was flawed.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and the whole idea that people are independent when there are people like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and all these other members of the DOJ, et cetera, they're still slow-walking. Even appointees under Trump are still slow-walking the documents. Why don't they just hand them over? They say they got to recruit them. I've even watched Napolitano saying, oh, they've got to make sure they divide this and that. They got 1.3 million documents. Hand them over to Congress.
Hand them over. Is going to start impeaching people if they don't get these documents
out. Hand the damn documents. Don't start separating them out and all this other garbage. The Congress has enough common sense and decency and legal with all to sort out themselves. And if they go through them, they're going to find a tremendous power chain right up to Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and all the other parties, and they all need a perp walk. Remember that song I played about a month or so ago, the perp walk? Yeah, I think we need to see some perp walks. Unless there is perp walk. This is like that movie, The Big Short, when they did about a 3 or 4 minute promo near the end of the movie, and then they said, oh, none of this happened. In other words, they didn't fix the problem. They didn't correct it. So at the end of, say, Trump's administration, whether it's 2020 or 2024, if this system, the swamp, is still there, we're still captured by the deep state agencies, the intel agencies, the big corporations like Facebook and Twitter. We had a big expose on Friday about this, specifically with Kerry Richard Arnold, and I can tell you right now, and also Harley Schlanger, Facebook is just another face of the CIA, NSA, and DARPA. We need to understand how this is all tied together. The deep state is very deep indeed, and it's all extremely leftist. It's all extremely globalist. It's all extremely central control, population control maniacs. This is not normal. This is crazy stuff.
And they live not necessarily in Washington, and they don't necessarily live in the intelligence community. They live in Twitter, in Facebook, in YouTube, in Silicon Valley. That's where many of them live right now. That's where they have their mansions set up. It's just unbelievable. I mean, everything that you see here, it's just one thing right after another. And this Comey thing is just an absolute joke. And he has committed many, many crimes. Whether or not he'll be held accountable is another thing.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, I think Comey is a joke. I mean, he wants to be the center of attention. He's like a kid in school. No matter whether he does good or bad, he just wants to be the center of attention.
Yep.
Amazing. He wants his own show. Doctors are treating you well. Who cares?
Yeah.
And welcome back. So, I don't know. I think we did enough on Comey. Comey is, to be honest with you, I get nauseated when I even talk about Comey. He's like a big, lurching slime ball. It's
like, it really is.
And it's like,
I did a video. I called him a 6'8" ape.
I looked at the news today, and I always whip through Fox and Friends. It's my favorite in the morning. And they still have their talking heads and stupid. The only two that I really like on Fox now are Laura Ingraham, the Ingraham Angle, and Tucker Carlson. That's it. Yeah. The rest of them are full of crap. And all the other networks, not only out of crap, you lose an IQ point every 5 minutes you watch the damn stuff. So Comey is the example of what's wrong with America and American intelligence agencies. And, you know, what they should do, Sessions should direct Rosenstein to end the investigation, and if he doesn't, Rosenstein should be fired by Sessions, and if Sessions doesn't do it, he should be fired himself. And they should replace him with an agent that's not recruited.
And that needs to give 72 hours to Sessions.
Now here's the other strategy. I'm giving strategies. I just don't know, this might get through to Trump, because Trump has bad advisors. First off, number one, you made a mistake doing the strike. Repent of it and don't do anything else. Number two, you need to squeeze the hell out of Russia and China because they are hacking into our power grid, our airports, and our water service and everything else.
Yep.
Okay? That needs to freaking stop, and it actually hacking increased after the so-called airstrike. So Russia and China are bad actors. They're the ones that are arming the crap out of North Korea, and it's really not a North Korean problem. It's a Russia and China problem. But our financial clout, without one bullet, could squeeze the heck out of these guys, and they'd stop it, including unfair trade and intellectual property theft. He's not putting some screws on tight enough, and he's threatening military action when, like Mattis, who's actually a military guy, knows we really don't have that option. We really don't have a military option. We want to threaten it, but really we should be squeezing the hell out of them financially. If we seized Putin's money and the oligarchs and all the PLA members of the Communist Party that are giving microchips and other crap to Kim, this problem would go over before the summer break. It is a non-issue. And the same thing with unfair trade with any country. We have 90% of the currency on the planet. If we decide to say, back our dollar with gold, doesn't even have to go to the Fed coin, just back it with gold, and just say, we're going to lock in all currencies on the planet must lock in a currency exchange rate, and we will decide unilaterally with each country, when we'll sit down with you guys, what your currency exchange is each year. We'll change it. But we don't have to have tariffs. We don't have to have all this other crap. What we need to do is lock in currency exchanges. And then as far as China goes, people are all worried about a China trade war. Bring it on. If there's a
that's what I say.
Bring it on. And listen, if we lose $200 billion worth of crazy Chinese trade stealing of our products. Let me tell you, I talked to a van company that makes these wind vanes. And the guy was already crying on the show, a couple years ago. And what he said was, We went over there with all this really cool technology that we developed, I think in California. They went and signed over that they had to sign over. They changed their policy 3 years ago. They had to sign over all their intellectual property rights. The Chinese tried to repatent some of the technology. They then were using the same production lines during the day to run at night to make knockoffs that the PLA made to actually compete against their own product, so they eventually lost control of their product in China. This is the kind of crap that goes on, and we don't need to put up with that, okay? The Chinese don't invent anything. In fact, I talked to an engineer from one of the companies that went over there and actually tried to set up a company in China, and he said, you know, we even hired smart engineers. They're not stupid people, by the way, but they don't create anything. In fact, they told him, here, take your own bench and create something. You know what the engineer said after we went down and looked at their benches? He said, you guys haven't created anything. We're afraid. They're afraid that if they create anything that the People's Republican Army, who are watching everybody, didn't like, they're going to go to a Laodai prison camp and get their body tissue typed. That's how nuts China is, and we put up with trade with them. Are we crazy? What's wrong with us?
Exactly. I mean, like I said, we need to engage in economic genocide.
Exactly.
Now, when people hear the word genocide, they immediately think of murder. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying to murder their economies is what I'm saying. We have all of the political clout. We have all of the leverage. Many of these countries are not doing very well. The Russian economy is about as large as maybe Italy's economy right now. You've got over 3 million Russians that are living below the poverty line. The Chinese economy and manufacturing and construction is way, way down. They actually are 154 trillion won in debt, which is the equivalent to about 23 trillion American dollars into debt. So they're not doing good either. Iran.
They're a paper tiger, aren't they? Paper tiger.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. We need to use our economic might and literally starve these people out and get it to a point where the atmosphere and living conditions in these countries are so bad, so intolerable, that they turn around and they use those hunger pains and anger and they go against their own governments and they take out their own tyrannical
leaders. Yeah, by the way, one of the ways we should do it is we should make edicts to our own Silicon Valley companies that are actually collaborating with the communist Chinese and say, stop it or we're going to do massive fines or we're going to break up your companies.
Yeah,
Google and these other companies are actually doing this to suppress the poor Chinese people. Believe me, they're our brothers and sisters of a different mother, okay? And if we stop that crap, and because remember, the globalists are using countries like laboratories. If they can get away with it in China, they'll bring it here in 5 or 10 years.
Right.
If they can get away with it, okay?
Exactly.
You've got to understand, we shouldn't tolerate it in any country. I don't care if it's the size of a postage stamp. We shouldn't tolerate this kind of suppression of their people. And by the way, a lot of them are educated here in America or Canada or Britain. They're smart people. They go back to their country. They have to live in anthills underground because they can't get a job. 39 jobs, and if you're now raided because you're not a friend of the PLA, you can't even get on a train or a plane. How disgusting.
Amazing, isn't it? And that's what that credit, social credit scoring system is all about.
Right.
And,
Trump should telegraph this kind of stuff. Not like we're going to hit you with weapons. They don't hit with weapons. Let me give you an idea of some weapons that America has that nobody else has, okay? America has advanced space-based scalar weapons. When I went to U.S. Space Command, one of the things it says, prescient in the land, the sea, under the sea, and in space. Did you know we have entire space fleets? We're so far ahead of all of our so-called competitors, it's just friggin' ridiculous. If they try to start a war, we have things like, give me an example, there's one of the weapons called Rods from God. Have you ever heard of that one before?
I have not.
Depleted uranium rods fired by a linear accelerator satellite that can hit the ground at 35,000 miles. You won't even hear a boom as it comes down to the ground. And when it hits, it blows up like a nuclear weapon. And we can hit them within an accuracy of 10 square meters. Okay? We have scalar weapons that can wipe out an entire crop from space. We have tectonic weapons, because we weaponize the upper atmosphere, that can trigger off an earthquake, a tsunami, or completely change the weather. Anywhere on Earth, we can do it instantly. Okay? And we have all kinds of other technologies that I'm not even going to get into that I can tell you, if we decided to push the button, other nations would just disappear. Okay, one of the ones, the four-star general told me July 10th, 1994, he says, we have a space-based gamma weapon called a Grazer. And it has a collimated gamma beam from a nuclear explosions of gamma weapons in space. And it can scan a city like a cathode ray tube, like Beijing, without peeling the paint from the walls or wilting the flowers in the windowsill. Everyone in that city will die instantly from gamma rays. instantly. No boom, no warning, no nothing. And they want to go to war with us? They're freaking crazy.
I agree.
Hello, I'm...
Josh, I'm hoping that this thing with Trump was a one-off and it's not going to do anything else. It may be a show play to Kim. But to be honest with you, you can't scare Kim by just saying, I'm going to hit you. There's three things that are going to stop Kim Jong-un. Number one, squeezing the hell out of Russia and China and their people that supply him with material and Kim himself with sanctions, which we haven't done, by the way. If you actually look at the sanctions, what we've done, I'm thinking, Trump, why talk tough if you haven't done it? Just do it. And he has all the power, without Congress or anybody else, to just squeeze the hell out of Russia and China and in Kim. Number two, he needs to offer that there won't be a wartime tribunal or kill Kim and his generals. And he needs to supply them with food and retraining so they can actually, it won't necessarily be a unified North and South Korea. It'll be a friendly North and South Korea. But the idea is the condition that we're going to remove the nuclear umbrella. And this is what Kim and China are talking about. They're nuts. It's never going to happen. And even this idiot, who's the new prime minister of South Korea, this guy will take almost any deal, no matter what it is, just kind of smile and look good. He's like a movie type.
Oh,
he's an idiot, a total wimp, okay? Now, if Trump leads this properly, he'll just squeeze the hell out of them in the next few months, and it'll just happen. Russia will cave in terms of intellectual property and trade sanctions. We'll get $200 or $300 billion more reduction. China's economy will justifiably contract. Russia, to deal with Russia, what we need to do is not only squeeze the oligarchs, because remember now, they call it a communist country, but when you got a small clique of, say, a few hundred guys that run everything in the country and take a cut of everything, it's a freaking, like, it's like Sicily. It's ridiculous. This is not communism. Same way as in China. You know, 80% of the new billionaires in the world are communist members of the PLA. The same thing in Russia.
It's like capitalist communism.
Right. Sure. So what you want to do is you want to say, look, as a condition for us bringing an industry into Russia so you guys actually have an economy, which they don't, it's like a gas station with a hell of a lot of advanced nuclear weapons and really no military force or navy to enforce it. They got about 275,000 special forces, but the actual military is tiny. It's ridiculous. It's a joke. Okay? But their advanced nuclear weapons and their weapons of mass destruction are very deadly and very, very advanced. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is we haven't built our missile defense system, which I sent to the president information on how to actually build it up. But we've had previous presidents that screwed around with the budget, and part of our problem is the way we pork barrel everything. You don't need to build a part in one town so some congressman or senator gets rich. You need to actually build it just like, you know, one-tenth the cost. It's all at one facility, so it's efficient. And stop all this pork barreling stuff. That's the reason why our military is in trouble. The military should put in a request for what they want. It should be able to do it in one place, efficiently, and no more pork barreling garbage. And when that happens, the military will get the equipment. And, you know, I talk to families, and this is because I'm a physician for decades. And they would send our guys in that need level 3 body armor. And if the family and their relatives couldn't get together enough money to give them level 3 body armor, they're walking in with stuff that can't even stop a .22 caliber bullet. It's freaking ridiculous. Do you want to send your son over without proper body arm protection, let alone vehicles that are protected against IEDs so they get their legs blown off? Stupid. And we can stop it in a minute. We can put, you know, armor plating on the bottom of the vehicle, so we put all kinds of anti-IED technology that we have.
Right.
But we don't. It's all a matter of freaking money. You don't want to put your...
those things in Iraq right now, as far as...
They're not hard. Listen, I'm a technologist. I can harden the stuff up so much. There'd be no way. In fact, I've worked out a way of actually building what's called bullet shield technology. So even flying bullets would even get near our troops. Okay, similar to the missile defense technology. We don't need We're very clever. Americans, we invented 90% of everything in the modern world. It's us. And then a small fraction is Canadians and Brits. We're it. We invented the world that we live in today, and we let it be stolen by countries like China and other ones to steal all our technology.
They steal our intellectual property.
Our intellectual property. And not only that, they can make deals with globalists who want to get rid of the United States and make it a vassal to a global economy where we don't even have borders. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Good. I can't disagree with that. That's exactly what the globalist plan are.
By the way, I came up with a better idea than just a physical wall. What we need is a cyber wall. We need about 8 times as many employees, just like when they deployed the military. We need 8, and so we don't have a catch and release, we have a catch and detain. Every person crossing that border and putting a foot down goes to a civil detention camp or work camp. Period. And after a period of years of their good behavior, they can be released with an anklet to track them. And after 10 years of good behavior, they can apply for citizenship through the process, which we can streamline and make reasonable cost. But
what
even
I
half their money.
Dr. Bill, is we need to put some Supermax prisons built on the southern border. I think that would be great, because if we had a bunch of those Supermax prisons down at the southern border, when these people would get caught here crossing illegally.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about putting the civil detention camps that are work camps, so when you cross the border, you don't go into San Diego or LA or whatever. You go to a work camp where you get to work. Maybe you're going to be taken by truck up to pick fruit or whatever you're going to do. And half your money goes into a bank account, just like the Bracero program in the 1940s. And we release the money when you get in your bus and go back to your home country, like Honduras.
We don't want an incentive to go back.
Right. Give them an incentive to go back. Here, you get all your money. We're going to make sure you don't die in the desert of dehydration. We'll treat you like human beings. We'll give you a nice bed, nice food, work your tail off. But you're not going into our society to embed yourself in our society and all of a sudden call yourself citizens and get a license, like in California, and all of a sudden you're voting. But you got to treat them, they're our brothers and sisters, like human beings.
I would agree with that.
And that way, most of the thing of the wall needs to be what we call a cyber wall. You can have tethered dirigibles, you can have drones. The most important thing is we want to see them coming 10, 20, 50, 100 miles away, and when they're coming, we want to fly in with helicopters and grab their tail before they even get on the river. I don't want to see them just wading across the Rio Grande. It's like, are you kidding me? They shouldn't have gotten anywhere near the Rio Grande River. We should have got them 20 miles before they even got to the border.
Exactly.
If they're heading this way, grab them, detain them, as I say, civil detention camps, war camps, and then when they've been good behavior after a while, release them into the society if they've been good for, say, some years, with a tracker anklet, just like anybody who's committed a crime. You got a tracker anklet, you try to take it off immediately, we know. Because I had patients, we did that, and if they misbehave, as soon as they tried to take the damn anklet off, we knew they were to a cubic meter, and we could grab them.
Yep. It's a good way to create a jobs program, too. Mm.
Well, this is what I call Bracero, too, you know. Treat them like human beings. Treat them reasonably. They're starving. They're living in hell of a country. And what's going to happen? The world economy is going to crash because this trade war with China is going to have earthquakes around the world. We're going to do fine, but if we get a cold, other countries get a cardiac arrest. And that cardiac arrest could end up flooding our country with 100 million desperate, starving people that really do want to escape away from dictators and starvation and economic chaos. But if they want to escape into our country, they're escaping into civil detention work camps. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
That would put a stop to it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it would.
And you wouldn't see too many people. Now, if their country was that bad, yes, I'm going to get a full meal and I'm going to get a nice bed and everything, but I'm going to be in an American work camp. We might call them prisons. I call them work camps. And if you need to pick fruit, well, we'll drive you up there to pick fruit at another civil detention facility, and you pick your fruit all day long. We bus you back to your facility, and you're in lockdown. You can't get out to go to cities. And if you're doing any kind of crime in the camp, you're immediately ejected out of the country.
Well, I think it's amazing when you think about it that if you're found to be an illegal alien in Mexico, it's actually a felony. And you actually
you go to jail. The thing is, we can be more humane as Americans, but we actually need them to come here to work. I've talked to people up in Santa Rosa and the northern counties, and because of some of the policies, their conflict between Trump and the state, we're actually having a lot of people that don't want to even go to pick fruit anymore. And we need them. We need a Bracero 2 program to get them up there so that they can earn. To them, earning we call a minimum wage here is like fantastico for them. Treat them like human beings.
Dr. Bill, if you look at the Drudge Report right now, it says California rejects border duties for troops. It's in big red letters. So California's not playing, and we need to arrest.
They're gonna lose. I think if we arrested the governor, the attorney general, and mayors of cities that will actually go with this stuff, it would put a stop to it. Why doesn't Sessions and the government just arrest them? Go in, walk in, zip tie them, clamp them down in their government offices. That would show them. Once in a while, I'll hear a joke. Not always are funny, but a lot of time, Greg Gutfeld is a pretty funny guy over at Fox. And one of the funniest things he did is he quoted Tomei saying, that Trump was like a mafia don. Well, I think being a successful real estate developer in New York, where there's tons of mafia, would say that considering he is at New York speech pattern sometimes, and he has to be successful against the real mafia. But I love Gutfeld's comment. He says, yes, maybe he is like a mafia don, but he's our mafia don. I'm thinking, I thought, I'll give you an example. In 13 plus years of me being on Genesis, I've had lots of death threats over time. And the way I deal with it is probably similar to what Trump, but Trump actually needs to be more aggressive, not putting up with crap either people around him or whatever. So the way I do it is I say simply, I got your IP address because I'm a techie and I got techie friends. We know where you are. We have the local authorities come to get you. If you happen to get through our gated community, I have armor-piercing weapons and incendiary bombs, and I will kill you so fast you won't know you ever had a skin or a heartbeat. And it stops it right away. Now, Trump needs to do the same thing with Russia and China. He doesn't need to just... He needs to have the threat in the wings of the weapons. But to be honest with you, Trump doesn't need to fire one bullet or one missile to take out Russia and China. He can do it economically, but we also have space-based and other advanced weapons that they'll cease to exist in a matter of minutes, not hours. Okay? What Trump needs to do is get full disclosure of exactly what we do have in space and how financially what we could do to these countries. I'm sure Mnuchin and other people around him would say, yeah, we could do that. We could seize the SWIFT bank accounts of Vladimir Putin and all his oligarchs. We can squeeze the hell out of the PLA. We can stop all the companies supplying integrated chips and fuel and rocket shells, for including Rosatom, which is, by the way, we proved a few weeks ago with John W. Spring that those rocket engines for Kim's rockets are coming from directly from Moscow, a facility right outside Moscow. We got everything. And we know that that Putin is laughing, thinks that, oh, we got a one-off, and Russia didn't do any. We didn't do anything to hit Russian tanks or S-400 systems. A military excursion is not necessary for what Trump needs to do to accomplish what he wants to do. He won't be as flashy. He could make it flashy and make it a big production. He'd even have maybe singers and whatever, speakers on a special conference that we're going to say, this is how we're going to squeeze the hell out of these two dictating empires that are rising now, these beasts that are rising to literally, scare the hell out of the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And the other beast, by the way, is the intel agencies that think they're already the government. When we have people like Clapper and Brennan baring their teeth like mad dogs at Trump and saying how they're going to get him and how dangerous it is to even say bad things about them, these people need to be in leg irons and pink jumpsuits. They need to not have airtime, be able to have a book tour like this freaking Comey. Comey should have already been arrested.
I agree.
I don't understand. If Trump has any sense, as I say, if he has any cojones at all, he'll tell Sessions, fire Rosenstein immediately. He was the one who got the first FISA warrant. Restrict Mueller's probe. Don't fire Mueller. Restrict it. Then Mueller can just close it. And then also start an independent second counsel, which the Congress are begging for, which Sessions is not pushing and doing.
Which is amazing to me that he's amazing. Utah.
And then, by the way, yeah, it's a ridiculous joke, okay? And if Sessions doesn't, fire Sessions and put a new AG in there. Okay, Trump needs to start cleaning up his mess before the 2018 fall elections. And if he loses the elections of the House, at the very least, even if he doesn't lose the Senate, they're all going to try their damnedest to try to impeach him or make him limp through the 2020 elections, which, by the way, Trump will still win because they don't have a star in the Democrats. and most of the population that support Trump aren't going to lose support. I'm still voting for him, although I'm very, you know, like Alex Jones said, very pissed at him. I'm very pissed that Trump has allowed himself to be manipulated in making a one-off stupid move that really doesn't make him look more powerful to Kim. It makes him look impotent. I think if he squeezed the hell financially of Kim and China and Russia, that would show a message. He could literally make a message right away and say, Mr. Putin, you thought you had $40 billion in the bank. You got $40 billion nothing rubles. We got it all.
Exactly. If we squeezed China, then North Korea would understand that there's no more gravy train coming. The spigot has been turned off, and they're now going to be just the way that they are.
I hear all this foolishness about, oh, we're going to have a trade war. It's going to crash the world economy. No, it's not. Okay, let me explain what's going to happen, okay? In the next 5 years, between 3D printing of machine parts and robotic manufacturing and artificial intelligence, we don't need a slave class in Russia to build anything. We can have all these factories move back home, which means much less travel time, and we have a robotic factory, and then, you know, we need to reinvent what an economy is, because the men are losing jobs faster than women, because women's jobs are more intellectually based and more people-based, like nursing and so on, except for male nurses. And then what we need is to reinvent what an economy is so we can actually have an employed population. But the fact is, we don't want everybody just receiving welfare from some kind of cyber state. And we sure don't want everything manufactured overseas where a lot of the quality is really poor. Poor quality steel, poor quality vitamins and food. I mean, do you know that a lot of the fish now sold in Canada is actually Canadian fish shipped to China and they repackage it and send it back? They'll say it was Canadian fish, but it's been packaged in China. Just like, you know, and the Chinese want to do this because they love to poison us. They give us, stuff so that it's in your dog food to kill your dog, you know? Melamine, you know? People need to start grasping that.
Well, when is he supposed to sit down with Kim Jong-un? It's supposed to be in May, right? Sometime?
Next month. And to be honest with you, I think if I was Kim, I wouldn't be too worried about Trump now. I'd think, well, Trump's not going to really squeeze me hard financially. Already, by the way, I have from very good classified sources that by October, Kim's running out of money. He doesn't have any more Rolex watches or fancy cars to give his generals to make them happy.
Right.
That's how it keeps him happy, by the way.
We ought to did you see the movie, what was it called? The one that Sony got all the death threats. It was about North Korea. I can't think of the name of it.
You're talking about the interview.
The interview, I think it was called. Anyway, there's a scene in the interview where he goes to shake the guy who's playing Kim Jong-un's hand, and he's got this little toxic thing in his hand to shake his hand with, and he's supposed to shake his hand, and when he shakes his hand, he's supposed to die, you know, like 24, 48 hours later.
Right.
It would be interesting if we had someone shaking Kim Jong-un's hand, like in that movie.
Yeah.
Take him out.
Yeah. I think if Trump just starts a more of a financial, I call it financial Armageddon against these guys, I think that we would see this problem just kind of vaporize, a morning dew in a Scottish Highland. It would disappear. And the same way with our economy.
I'm joking about the movie. It was just a scene in a movie. When he sits down, really, if you want to solve the North Korea problem, it's very easy. All you do is you sign a declaration to end the war under certain circumstances. Because in 1953, we signed an armistice to just suspend the fighting, which basically means that they've taught their people all these years that we're still at war with them. And we should sign a declaration to end the war and say, look, we're not at war with you.
Absolutely.
However, you need to open up Amnesty International and, you know, workers in crisis and things like that to help feed your people. You need to change your constitution. You need to open up freedom. You need to get rid of these concentration camps, not concentration camps, but work labor camps and things like that, and dismantle your nuclear program forever and permanently. And if you do all that, we'll sign a declaration to end the war, and we'll help support you even. We'll even give you financial aid to help build your country. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do that can bring peace and stability to the Asian Peninsula. But the problem is we've got bad actors in China and Russia working against our efforts.
Well, the thing is, it's like being in a classroom. If you've got bullies in the class or people who like to disrupt the class, and the teacher doesn't take them out with the assistant principal, I remember when I went to high school back in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, we had an assistant principal who was like 6'5", strong enough he could take a teenage kid 6 foot tall, lift them by the scruff of their neck with their feet 6 inches off the ground. And if the kid missed abused, he would take out the strap and strap them, and then he'd fire them out of school. If they showed up in the school grounds, they called the police. Okay, they didn't mess around. So that the problem is, we need Trump to actually be a proper, you know, as they say, a new sheriff in town. Do your job, sheriff. Don't be exactly. Swayed. And also, I want him to see him become a real live Christian boy. I want him to appoint Supreme Court justices, end abortion in this country, murder, stop that damn money going to Planned on Parenthood, support the state of Israel, make sure that they put a full missile defense system against the crazy Iran. And I think they should seriously consider flying into Iran and saying, look, we're going to disassemble safely and nicely the Bashar reactor, or we're going to bomb the hell out of it. Because the fact that they're building Bashar is a direct challenge to Israel, saying they write it on the side of missiles, we're going to take out Israel. Listen, that if somebody's waving a knife at me, you don't wait until they cut you. You take the knife out of their hand. Right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.